Good afternoon and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, December 10th, 2007. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's show is sponsored by Pocket, where Karen Williams has created specially designed smocks and aprons for the spa and salon services industry. Lightweight, comfortable, wash and wear, these smocks present a professional and uniform work and manufacturing space for your clients and customers. Pick a pocket today at pockets.com. That's P-O-C-K-U-T-S.com. There was a time when social networking was akin to going swimming for the first time without some kind of flotation device. You could wiggle and bounce around for a little while, but ultimately you would sink. And when the first big social networking website, Friendster, went kaput back in 2005, everyone who should have known said social networking was a waste of time. Well, maybe it was, but not anymore. MySpace, for example, is the second most visited site worldwide on the Internet, and I recently read a statistic that said more than half of the people that visit that website are over the age of 35. Many of these people are just hanging out, but an increasing number of them are using the site to grow their businesses. Today, Fuchsia McInerney, a social network marketing guru, is here to help us beat a path through the social networking jungle. Fuchsia is the owner of Perse Street Marketing in Boston, Massachusetts. Perse Street is a website design company specializing in full-service custom design for MySpace, social network marketing, and high-end website programming and design. At just 25 years old, Fuchsia has designed MySpace pages for some well-respected brands around the world, including the musical group D12 and Bigelow Tea, as well as the website, the official MySpace page for Pope John Paul II. Welcome to Indie Business Radio, Fuchsia.
Thanks for having me, Donna.
We'll take your questions and comments. Do join us at 800-773-0355. Now, Fuchsia, to get started today, I want to try and see if we can cover a lot of ground, but I always like to start my show by giving my listeners an idea of who you are and how you generally got into this whole social network marketing kind of world. Tell us a little bit about where you started doing this kind of stuff.
Sure. Well, about 3 years ago, I was fresh out of college with a BA in English, and I was working for a local travel and leisure magazine in Florida. And over the course of my time at the magazine, of course, I did a lot of writing. I kept up with their web projects, and I had a lot of interaction with other entrepreneurs, just, you know, writing ad copy for them and feature stories and whatnot. Because web design had always been kind of a hobby, something I kept up with throughout high school and college, even though I did pursue an English degree, I just decided to take the plunge and start my own web design business. And within a relatively short time, I discovered this niche market of MySpace design, which a lot of people ask us if this is just all we do, all we've ever done, but actually, we started just as doing websites, and it kind of grew into this social networking, specialty. So that's pretty much how I came about being this MySpace guru of all things to be a guru of.
It's really interesting. You're describing something that was kind of unplanned. You didn't major in this in college. Is it technology that just kind of led you through various different avenues to end up where you are right now?
I think in a way. I grew up always with computers, and it was something I was always very comfortable with. As a writer, and also I was always involved in the arts, I think I was just naturally drawn to website design as a medium for, you know, publishing, self-publishing, and the written word and artwork. And so it was something that just started as a hobby but became more of a serious preoccupation that resulted in the business.
Serious preoccupation that led to a business. I love that. That's how so many indie business owners start, with a serious preoccupation that ultimately has to be financed somehow, and they find themselves in business. So tell us, Fuchsia, what What is social network marketing? I mean, just give us your high-level overview of what it is.
Well, basically, it's the next step above your website presence. You know, nowadays, it's having a website is almost like, you know, you got to have business cards. I mean, now you have to have a website. And if you've taken that step to create a presence online, which is a really good decision, the next step is to really get integrated into all the networks that could help get your business exposed online, the vast, you know, universe of the internet. And social networking gives you an opportunity to just, you're not just there. You're not just a website, you know, a relatively static presence. You are an interactive entity. You can communicate with potential clients, potential partners. It takes you to the next level of, you know, networking as you would with any kind of, you know, Chamber of Commerce event, mm-hmm. but you're doing it online.
Mm-hmm. And Fuchsia, would you say that you just mentioned that you really shouldn't or can't really have a functioning, growing business without a website. Would you say the same thing is true for some of these other kinds of social sites that you're talking about?
I would say people would be passing up a huge opportunity if they simply wrote it off. I mean, of course, it's more useful to certain types of businesses than others. Obviously, my type of business, you know, is part and parcel with the internet. So, you know, having these many presences on these different networks is crucial. I would say more local-based businesses who have no real market on the internet. I mean, everyone can find a market on the internet, even if it's small. They can find something.
Mm-hmm.
But it can definitely be more useful to certain types of industries
mm-hmm.
than others.
Mm-hmm. And so, what are some of the examples of some of the more popular places to start to get involved in the social network marketing?
Well, of course, what we've built our business through is MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace is the largest social networking site. It's also arguably the most broad, and it's very social. It's not like theme specific. Basically, anybody can have a profile on MySpace.
Uh-huh.
And it's not unlike what a lot of people assume, just for young kids.
Right.
Several businesses, obviously my business is proof. You know, I get requests daily from businesses who want to have a presence on MySpace. It's a good place to start to reach the masses, essentially.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with a really experienced website designer and programmer the other day, and she said to me, well, MySpace is just for, you know, young people to hang out. I'm not sure what she meant by young, but she was on the other side of 40. So tell me what you think about that. I mean, there is this kind of perception that some of these social hookup places are, you know, just for people who are, you know, Generation X, Y, and just, you know, have a bunch of free time on their hands.
Well, I'd say it's a preconception that is it's being broken daily. Obviously, the statistics argue that as far as the demographics who are actually participating on MySpace. And beyond that, internet is becoming such a staple in daily lives, at least in the United States. So I would say, I mean, maybe it's limited to people who are comfortable on the internet, you know, for X number of hours a day. You know, obviously people who are just on dial-up or don't even have internet, obviously they wouldn't be part of, you know, this community. But it's becoming more and more of, you know, part of people's daily lives,
mm-hmm.
and no matter what age they are.
Right, right. You know, I was, you know, just tooling along with my website not too long ago, and one of my business colleagues and friends called me just to chit-chat, and she said, you know, Donna Maria, you really need a MySpace page. And I said, okay, well, you know, I have a few minutes. Tell me more. So we tooled on over to MySpace.com and / her page, and there we were. And I was like, look at all this. There's flashing things, and buttons. I don't know. My eye just did not know where to go. And one of the things that I think business owners are concerned about is that when you join and start promoting your business or even just talking about your business on some of these spaces, it seems so disjointed and so all over the place. And can you comment on why it is that so many of the MySpace pages seem to kind of look like that?
Well, I can definitely comment on that because that is something that we try to combat on a daily basis. Because MySpace is a pretty user-friendly forum where you can, you know, post, you know, pictures and flash widgets and anything you want on there pretty much, people tend to go a little overboard. And you see a lot of tacky pages, pages that kind of take you back, you know, several years to, like, GeoCities websites that you could put together yourself, like drag-and-drop elements. And there's definitely a lot of room to go overboard with it, and a lot of people do that. And that's kind of where we come in, because obviously we're professional designers. We're familiar with, you know, what you can and cannot do on a MySpace page. We design pages, you know, very similar to how we would design a website, you know, with marketing goals in mind, you know, logo branding ideas. And, you know, really trying to make it a softer experience for people looking at it and not just overwhelmed with all of these different, you know, blinking elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does seem to be a little bit overwhelming. So a company like yours can help out with that. And so how can you, what are some of the ways that you think are critical for a company that is new to a place like MySpace, but their business is established? I mean, aside from getting somebody to get rid of all the blinking things and really kind of make it look good, where do you think they need to start just in terms of wrapping their head around the usefulness of this as a component to their business?
Well, I would say first and foremost to get familiar with the tools. One of the great things about these sites is the many opportunities for interacting with other people. There's blogs, there's messaging, there's bulletins, there's groups that can be theme specific. There's lots of different ways to connect with people, and you need to be able to utilize those tools. I mean, it does take time, but if you're going to have a presence on MySpace, you need to really use it, those interactive tools, to make it successful.
Well, that's a really good first step to tell everybody to just go visit other people's MySpace pages. I mean, and other network marketing places, Facebook and all the rest of them. Just visit, have a look around, and kind of, you know, see other businesses that may be similar to yours and just kind of cozy up and get used to looking at them and seeing how they might work. That's a really good first step advice. We're going to take our first break. I want to invite you to join the discussion to ask Fuchsia your questions or offer your comments and experiences here on Indie Business Radio. The phone number is 800-773-0355. I understand we've got some callers waiting. We're going to pick you up as soon as we come back from our break. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. This is Donna Maria. We're here this afternoon talking with Fuchsia McInerney. She is a social network marketing guru, and we were talking before the break about some of the things that you can do if you're new to social networking. How can you sort of get your feet wet, roll up your sleeves, and just kind of take the bull by the horns? And one of the things Fuchsia said was, you know, just visit the websites, MySpace or whatever, have a look around and see what's going on. And I understand we've got a caller in Georgia who is got some questions or comments. Good afternoon. Welcome to Indie Business Radio.
Hi, Donna Maria. This is Ellie Tarnowski. I own Moonshine Soap Company in Georgia. And I felt compelled to call and check in and say that I've been utilizing MySpace since summer of last year.
Uh-huh.
And it has been, at first it was just for fun. I jumped on because I have a teenage daughter and she told me about it. And it seemed like a fun way to communicate with people. But it wasn't long at all before I realized the tool that it could be. And I would certainly reiterate all the statements that your guest has made in reference to utilizing it. And it's a great way to stay fresh and to stay on top of what's going on.
So, Ellie, in your experience, what did you find, after your daughter kind of led you there, I mean, your daughter, I'm assuming, is younger, so, you know, it was sort of natural for her to be there. What was it that made you kind of think, you know, this was something worth investing your time in?
Well, there were a lot of initial tools. You know, anytime I get involved with anything, I investigate it. So I perused MySpace and what it had to offer. And
uh-huh.
It wasn't long before I saw terms like, why are you here? You know, when you're setting up your profile, you know, what are you here for? Are you here for dating, for friends, or for networking? Well, I just jumped on that word and that was all she wrote. I saw the word networking and started to incorporate myself. And there's a search box that allows you to look and see what other modalities might be out there, what other interests are out there. So I looked up things like business and soap and handmade beauty and started to find one thing tends to lead to another.
Mm-hmm.
You look up one subject, no different than the Internet, really. You look up one thing and it leads to another. And it was a great way to not only hook up with people who did what I did, but also the realization that there were customers out there, and what a fantastic way to put yourself in front of people who never heard of you.
Right, right. And I you know, with so much traffic coming there, it's kind of hard to completely ignore it anymore, I would guess. Well, thank you for calling and sharing your experience. And what's your MySpace space so we can visit?
It is myspace.com/moonshinesoap.
Moonshine Soap. Okay, everybody, you heard it here. Ellie, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, Fuchsia, we've been talking about MySpace. What are some of the other ones that you and your clients have worked together to kind of find useful?
Well, MySpace has been our primary presence as mm-hmm. far as it's one of the few sites that allows you to really fully customize the graphic design elements. But there are a lot of other very valid and very popular sites. Facebook, which most people have heard of, began as just a student site. You had to be a student in order to access it. But now it's being opened up to anybody, including businesses. LinkedIn is a professional network. I would recommend that for, you know, executives, other entrepreneurs. It's a great way to make connections, you know, vouch for other people, partners and colleagues and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Zing is another professional related one. There's a lot of like general social networking sites, and then there's also more and more there's theme specific sites. So, you know, say you're into I'm a mother, so I'm a mompreneur, and mm-hmm. I am often looking for new social networking sites that target moms who work. And so, I mean, there's basically pick a topic and then, you know, there may not be a social networking site for it now, but there certainly will be. So there are a lot of possibilities there as far as some of the more broad ones like MySpace, Facebook, and then, you know, specific ones, martial arts, you know, the beauty industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's no end to it.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like it's a great way for an entrepreneur who's thinking about starting an online business. The social networking scene, if you have a niche, might be a good way to try and get something like that off the ground, would you say?
Absolutely.
So you're saying that mompreneurs, and you mentioned all kinds of niches where this is possible. What about organizations that or websites, I guess, that that provide these kinds of networking opportunities? What kind of support do they provide for people who are just getting started? Are these places where you can, you know, buy some kind of telephone consulting, or is it pretty much, you know, just gotta wing it?
Well, I mean, a lot of these social networking sites are put together by, they're a little bit formulaic, in, like, a lot of sites kind of model after MySpace itself, just because so many people are on there and they know how to navigate that type of layout. But more and more people are trying to push the envelope with, you know, new features, new widgets, new functionality. In fact, we are in the process of building a social networking site for a client. And obviously, we look at all these different sites that already exist, and we say, how can we make this new and better?
That sounds really fascinating. So, okay, so let's talk about, Fuchsia, what makes a really good MySpace page, what makes a really bad MySpace page. Where can you start? I mean, we might even be able to just, if you want to open up any MySpace page, maybe one that you've designed or one that maybe is not such a great example, and just share with us, you know, what are some of the basic functionalities that we can use on a MySpace page to grow a business?
Okay. Well, when I think of a very basic MySpace page, I think of Tom's MySpace page. Tom is well known as the creator of MySpace, and he has a very, very simple, no-frills page.
Is that myspace.com/Tom?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And that's interesting, too. Let's point that out to everyone, that what you want to do the first thing when you register is you want to, you know, use your business name. Does that make some sense? The woman who just called in at Moonshine Soap, she said hers was myspace.com/Moonshine Soap. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. It's just like securing a domain on the web with your business name. You know, you want something, you know, memorable, consistent with your business name, ideally.
Okay, well, let's walk through Tom's page and see what we find.
All right. Well, Tom's page shows you the default layout. This is how every page that hasn't had any special customizations would look. You've got Tom's profile picture, his, you know, basic details, how old he is, where he's from, when he last logged in. We can also click to view his photos and his videos. And we have all these different ways of contacting Tom. We could send him a message through, like, an internal emailing program in MySpace. We can add him to our friends if we want him to be a part of our network. So, you know, a week from now, we can look at our friends and say, I want to see what Tom's doing, if he's changed his layout at all or added any new information. You also have blogs. It's a very prominent page element here where he posts his updates and whatnot. This would be for business. This could be, you know, if you have a new service, you know, any kind of newsworthy information you could post through a blog. And one of the features of MySpace is if you're a friend, you can actually subscribe to his blog. So I can subscribe, and every time he posts, I get an email that tells me that Tom's posted something. So that gives me another reason to go back and see his page.
So you could even, if you already have a blog, you can just post your blog entry at your MySpace page as well and get a double bang out of it.
Right.
Okay. So this is not laid out in a confusing way. There's nothing flying across my screen. So this is probably, I mean, that's happened so much. This is probably, would you suggest, a really good place to start to just get your feet wet. Just do something basic like this, plug in the information, and maybe even just use Tom's as a model for what you're going to add in.
Right.
Okay. What else do we see here as we go down the page?
Well, you have areas where you can just fill in, you know, who you are. They have different, you know, default areas here, general interests, music, movies, television, details about, you know, his zodiac sign, education level and whatnot. And then below that, you have schools. And you also, there's another section here that would pop up if he had one, which is networks. You can join certain networks. Like I think mine on my page is in somewhere goes to internet marketing. There's a few different levels. And then of course the what makes MySpace what it is the friends, your network. Tom has a massive friend network since he started the site, and everyone by default, when they sign up, they become Tom's friend unless they take him off.
Right, he was my first friend.
Yep.
I started a page. It was like, you have a friend. I was like, ooh. And I remember looking and going, ooh, Tom. I was like, who the heck is Tom and how did he find me? And then it dawned. I got like 50 million friends. Anyway, so then I took him off. But anyway. This is really fascinating. So this, as you said, is one of the hallmarks of it, right? Because if you click on any of these friends down here, like what happens?
It takes you to their individual page.
Oh.
And then from there, you see the same information. Of course, it can be customized and things may be placed a little bit differently. But you see the same information. You have the same opportunities to contact that user and see their friend network. And then there's the commenting also, which, you know, you can comment someone's page. It's pretty straightforward.
So it seems to me, Fuchsia, that no matter what you do, or what, if let's, you know, we're talking about business here, so no matter what product you offer or what service you sell, that you can make as much or as little out of the time you spend on MySpace as you want to. It doesn't have to be. And what do you think about, it seems to me that if you've got a business, the least you want to do is go to MySpace.com and register your business name as the stuff that comes after the /, so nobody else can do it.
Right. Definitely. And a lot of what I emphasize to people who are just getting onto MySpace is, you need to know that this is an interactive community, and yes, that's a very important first step, and if you do nothing else, you should just grab your URL, just in case you do want to go onto it and be more active on it later. But after that, it's not, you know, it's just like any other type of advertising or marketing. It's not just going to happen by itself. So you have to be active on it, and you have to be able to dedicate either your own time or, you know, resources toward a business or an employee that would be able to maintain the page.
So you can't just set it up and say, okay, now
and wait for the money to roll in.
Well, at least, you know, it seems like it's relatively straightforward. Once you sign in, if you have a blog, you just post your blog and hopefully friends come. But I will say that when I first got a MySpace page, people did come. Well, I told people about it, and I guess, I mean, that's the first step, right, is once you get the page, you got to tell somebody about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's search features where you can, you can search for, you know, old friends. On my personal account, people come out of the woodwork I hadn't talked to in years and years and years, and here, lo and behold, they're on MySpace. And so you want to, you know, send a blast out to your, you know, email network and mm-hmm. see who's already on there. And maybe if they aren't, they'll join up.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you said that, Fuchsia, because this is just, I did not make this up. A woman that I had lost touch with for 2 years, whose mother was one of my dearest friends who passed away several years ago, I have moved to another state. She totally lost touch with me. And yesterday afternoon, I got a MySpace email from her that said, when all else fails, check on MySpace. I hadn't given her my new information, and it's not made up. She found me. And she's been a MySpace user for a long time, and I don't know how she found me, but I just think that's indicative of the functionality of this social, you know, marketing tool that we're talking about.
Yeah. That's happened to me several times.
Mm-hmm. And once you put yourself out there, if you have a business, which is, of course, what you want to do is put your business out there, that, you know, you really just can't lose by having a little bit of the exposure out there. So, Fuchsia, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I would like to ask you if you would go to a MySpace page that you designed and walk us through just a few of the things that you've done to kind of spruce it up and make it useful for someone else and you know, help some of the listeners see, you know, here's some of the stuff you can do if you want to make it a little bit fancier. We're still going to take some calls, so I hope you'll call your question or comment in 800-773-0355. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. We're here this afternoon learning about social network marketing, and we're talking with Fuchsia McInerney of Paris Street Marketing in Boston, Massachusetts. She is a whiz at not only helping people to understand how they can use some of the social network marketing tools to grow their business, but also implementing some of those tools for businesses. So during this segment, I've asked Fuchsia if she will walk us through quickly a MySpace page that she designed so we could kind of compare it to Tom's page and see what kinds of interesting things can be done on MySpace to differentiate your page from the default page design that's there. So, Fuchsia, you'd like us to go to myspace.com/goodsearch, G-O-O-D-S-E-A-R-C-H, good search. All right, take it away, Fuchsia.
All right, well, I wanted to talk about this page in particular because it has a lot of particularly useful elements. As you can see at first glance, it does not look like a MySpace page, and that's what a lot of people are going for because there are, you know, literally millions of people on MySpace. Being able to stand apart from that default Tom-looking layout is important, especially if you're a business wanting to make an impression. And so the way we code our pages is we basically cover up that whole default layout and we build the page from scratch. We put elements wherever we want to put them based on, you know, what's the best choice for what they're going after with their marketing goals. This Good Search is a nonprofit search engine, and one of their main goals is to get people to actually click through to their website to make use of the search engine. And so right initially, you have the opportunity to use Good Search. That's the first thing you see. You know, we also have a flash element on here that, you know, flashes between different pictures that communicates what it is that they do. Further down, you see, you know, we have very visible headlines. What is Good Search? Learn about it. How does it work? How much money can we earn? And then to the right, we have some media. They have a press coverage video, which video is actually a very important element on your page if you can add it. I'd recommend people either, you know, audio or video. Video is probably better since most people are rather visual people.
Right.
So you can easily upload video clips onto your MySpace profile and then put those clips onto your page.
And really that's just a matter of cutting and pasting the HTML into your profile page, right?
Right, which sounds scary, but it's not. It's super easy.
Yeah, it really is. You just have to sit down and just do it. What do you have to lose? You can always delete if it doesn't work, right?
Right, absolutely. And one of the most important elements on this page are the viral section. Get involved with Good Search. And a lot of, especially nonprofits, as well as musicians and businesses, are using viral elements to get their page maximum visibility. What I mean when I say viral elements are these banners.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the it's an animated GIF. It, you know, switches between images, and then they just have a logo here. There's a text box next to it. So, you know, I'm really into good search. I really value, you know, what they're all about, and I want my network to learn about who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to copy this code, and I'm going to put that on my page,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to link back to their MySpace page or to their website.
Right, right.
And this way, somebody else can do the same thing. They can link back to their page, grab the code, and this way it's not just good search trying to reach out to one individual at a time. It's allowing this network to really take control and just spread it like wildfire.
Go ahead.
It's fascinating that you're describing that, because this is kind of where I think a lot of people get stuck. They think that if they can't have all this stuff on their MySpace page to get started, that, you know, what's the point? And I think that what you're describing is, you know, a company that, you know, is using certain functions that are really, really good, but you don't have to have these in order to have a successful page, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's just a matter, you have to beat the pavement one way or the other to get results. Like I said, you can't just set up your page and expect the money to roll in. But, you know, you don't have to have, you know, the five-star, completely renovated, customized page either. You know, there's a lot of middle ground there where people have had great success with, you know, getting their MySpace network profitable.
Oh, okay, so this is really good, and if you scroll down further on this page, of course, you can see all of their friends and comments and people who are part of their network.
Right.
So let's do this, Fuchsia. Let me go ahead and give the phone number out again, just in case anybody's got some questions or comments, 800-773-0355. And let's tool on over, Fuchsia, to my new MySpace page, and tell me what you think of that. This just launched this morning. It's not finished yet right now today, but I put some elements on here. I'm having a great time. It's myspace.com/indiebusiness. And you can be brutally honest.
Okay.
Fuchsia did not design this page, so but I welcome your comments. And really just really what my goal is here, and you're doing such a good job of it, Fuchsia, is just, you know, walking people through some of the components, because I think when small business owners and indie business owners, you know, just feel like you can take a breather and relax for a while after you get your website done. But just when you get that done, it's like all these people come along talking about, now you need a MySpace page and now you need this. And it's just like, well, you know, gosh, I still have to run my business too. So I'm hoping that by sharing this information, we can take some of the fear and, you know, some of the unknown element out of it and, you know, really get people to understand how they can use these pages. So let's talk a little bit about this one.
All right. Well, it looks very nice, very professional. I can see that you carried over design elements from your website, so you're going for some consistency. One of the things to remember with a MySpace page, and it looks like you've done that well, is you're carrying over an abbreviated version of the content from your website. You don't want your whole website on your MySpace page. You want teaser information that's going to encourage people to either interact with you through MySpace or click through to your website to take action.
So, Fuchsia, someone can start with something as simple as their photograph or a picture of their product and their logo.
Right.
And so you can see, even with those three elements, guys, if you have that and that's colorful and the picture is clear, you know, no blurry pictures with people's faces stretched all wide. I see that a lot, not just at MySpace, but on websites. But you can just start with that and even just cut and paste your company description from your already existing website or marketing material, cut and paste it in there, save it, and come back to it the next day and add one more thing.
Right. And there are a couple, as far as graphic customizations, there are a couple shortcuts. MySpace has recently implemented a profile editor within you know, the whole back end there. So you can change the background image or the background color, and you can make simple graphic customization. So it isn't just a blank white page. You know, there are also there are many, many pre-made templates. Those I would be a little wary of, because a lot of them come with, you know, blinking advertisements and stuff, which isn't really professional. But you can also purchase pre-made templates. Our designers have come up with, they're professional, but they're, you know, relatively generic designs. But, you know, it shows that your page has been customized. It's not personalized to you, but your content is personal.
It's kind of like a template that you offer that anybody can buy.
Correct.
And, you know, in defense of the free ones, I will say that they were a really great place for me to just get started playing around with its capabilities, mm-hmm. even before I launched it and wanted a whole lot of people to come visit, which they did anyway, even before I told anyone about it, because that's how MySpace works. But the beauty of those free ones is that it kind of takes the fear a little bit out of someone just starting out, and you can just kind of go and play around with them before you really invest a lot of time and money, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's how I learned. I mean, that's how I learned, you know, the basics of, you know, how do I get this page to look how I want it to look? That was one of my first stops. I mean, there are definitely some very nice free templates out there. Like I said, I would just be a little wary of, you know, the blinking advertisements, because sometimes that can be very distracting.
Right. That is true. That is true. We've got a caller, Ray, from Washington State. Welcome to Indie Business Radio, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question or comment for Fuchsia?
Okay. I run a web design business in Washington. I've actually exchanged emails with Fuchsia before, so you do a fantastic job out there. You guys have grown by leaps and bounds since I think the first time I ever contacted you about doing a MySpace page. But my question is that with regards to MySpace, what do you think about its ability to market to people outside of Generation X? Because this is something I kind of run into in recommending people doing MySpace marketing, and that you have individuals such as, you know, Kobe Calais, like in music, who, you know, has done a fantastic job getting her name out there through MySpace. But when you actually go into market your business to individuals over the age of, you know, 32, 33, 34, what its effectiveness is in actually putting up a customized MySpace page, because I thoroughly do agree with you in the fact of actually going out and getting, you know, professional designers to do a MySpace page because of the blinking lights and knowing the elements. But how effective have you seen it be with your clients in terms of marketing to kind of an older generation?
Thank you for that question, Ray. What do you think, Fuchsia? It sounds like he may be getting some pushback from some of the older prospects, like me, who are over 35, trying to figure out how this can work. What's your response to them?
Well, obviously, I've come in contact with that question many times. I get a lot of people who are just curious about MySpace who contact me, and they're like, how do I fit into this? And, you know, depending on your business, you really need to think through how you can make the best of this social networking site. One of the things I tell people is, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, kind of high-end corporate companies who, you know, they have very strict rules about how their images are used and, you know, what copy is used. And when they tackle the MySpace design, what they're keeping in mind is this is an opportunity to kind of let your hair down. I mean, you don't have to be unprofessional, but there's a middle ground between, you know, the straight line corporate version of who your business is and who you can be on MySpace. I encourage businesses to give their page a personal feel. So if there's, you know, a spokesperson for the company or, you know, the president, some personality that goes with, you know, who your business is, to, you know, emphasize that, because people most of the time, they want to be friends with a person and not just an advertisement or a business they don't know anything about. And there's a lot of new media elements that can make the page fun, like video even. And it's very, you know, pretty basic, but people love watching video. And the viral elements, posting, you know, fun news. I think just using a lot of those tools puts people in a more personable and approachable level as business owners.
And, you know, I hope that helps raise raise question, but I will say this too, Ray, if you're still listening. I'm an example of someone who's over 35 that has just had a MySpace page for a few months, and I've already seen the benefit, and I know several other business owners in the over 35 age group who have also seen some results. So you can feel free to call me or email me, Ray, anytime. I'd be happy to put you in touch with some of them, because you may be able to collect some information that you can use to share with some of the prospects over 35 and give them some concrete examples of people in their age group who are using it successfully. So, Fuchsia, one of the things you just mentioned I think is fascinating to point out, and that is that no matter what kind of company you have, whether you're the sort of straight-laced, you know, sort of bureaucratic business that you just described, you know, big and rules and regulations and all that stuff, and not, is that being able to get the word out about your business in whatever way you can, it's just, I don't know how a business owner could ignore that.
Absolutely. It's, it's a really great opportunity to, even musicians, just being able to connect on a personal level with your target audience. And as a business owner, being able to connect directly with the consumer is a great opportunity.
And you know, it's interesting because I have noticed that I've never done a count, but it seems to me that more than any other genre, musicians are really, really using MySpace a lot. And I have taken some of the elements that I've seen them be successful with outside of playing their music, which obviously I don't have any of. But they also do some other really fun creative things, like put photograph slideshows of them with other musicians or with other people. It kind of, as you said, it makes them look personable. It gives a personal touch to their business. And in your experience, Fuchsia, don't you think that that's the kind of businesses that more and more people are looking to engage with these days anyway?
I do. The Internet is so accessible, and being able to have that direct connection with somebody so easily is, I think it's very appealing to people. We're talking about, traditional PR, which kind of sets, you know, famous figures and, you know, well-known entities on this faraway pedestal, we have to search to find their information, and we don't really have that personal connection with them. And this really gives an opportunity to, like, I can be friends with Madonna. Like, it's not like Madonna's really my friend, but she's in my network.
That's right. Well, that's a really good point, too. And Fuchsia, we're going to have to wrap up now, but I don't want to go without letting you tell everybody where we can find you on the Internet and learn more about your services.
All right. Well, I'll give you two places. If you are on MySpace, you can add me as a friend to your network on myspace.com/designformyspace. And that will also take you to our website, which is pearsestreet.com, which is, I'll spell it, pearsestreet.com. And that gives all our information about, you know, services, our full portfolio, if you want to snoop around and see what we've done and what we're all about.
And it is really, really nicely done and very colorful. Thank you for joining us today on Indie Business Radio, Fuchsia. It was great to have you. I invite you guys to join the discussion at indiebusinessblog.com, and also sign on to indiebusinessradio.com to stream or download archives from my almost 2.5 years of shows now. We've got experts that have talked about everything to grow your business imaginable at indiebusinessradio.com. I hope you'll join me next week for another edition of Indie Business Radio. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.